Welcome to Discussions with the Doc. This is a healthcare podcast brought to you by Coffey Regional Medical Center in Douglas, Georgia, where our mission is to provide exceptional care and wellness close to home. Join us as we learn more about rural healthcare in South Georgia.
Wound care is a critical part of the medical system, especially for hard-to-heal wounds. So to learn more about the importance of a specialized wound care clinic and the different techniques to accelerate the wound healing process at CRMC's Wound Care and Hyperbaric Clinic, we are joined by Dr. Thomas Wayman, a board-certified vascular surgeon. This is Discussions with the Doc, a podcast from Coffey Regional Medical Center. I'm your host, Caitlin White. Well, welcome, Dr. Wayman. We are so excited to have you on the show today to dive a little more into wound care at the CRMC Wound Care and Hyperbaric Clinic.
Thank you for having me today.
Well, to start us off here, tell us a little bit about yourself and your medical background.
Certainly. I've been a physician for about close to 40 years. I worked most of my career in general and vascular surgery. The last 10 years, I've been here at Coffey Regional Medical Center. I've seen countless cases in my career of wounds that were left untreated and manifested into something more serious, leaving the patient to come to the emergency room and oftentimes hospitalized or going to the operating room with serious illness because of a wound that with timely intervention could have been treated by a wound care specialist.
Absolutely. Well, that is great to hear. I can certainly see where your expertise and knowledge from general and vascular surgery offers your patients some great benefits. So, Dr. Wayman, can you tell us a little bit about the need for specialized wound care?
It's important to understand that major wounds generally take at least 4 to 6 weeks to heal. Most of our patients at the wound care clinic have certain health conditions that impair their body's ability to heal those wounds. Factors that can lead to slow healing are things like bacterial infection, poor circulation, and underlying health conditions such as diabetes.
Okay, great. I love that there is specialized medicine for wound care. I know that you previously shared with us how the hyperbaric therapy works in wound care in an earlier episode. So, Dr. Wayman, tell us more about wound care techniques offered there at the clinic that don't involve the hyperbaric oxygen chambers.
Yes, I'd love to. We have many techniques that we use to treat many hard-to-heal wounds. It includes everything from bed sores for those bedridden and or immobile patients to burns to surgical wounds and diabetic foot ulcers. We have a high population of diabetes in our region, and that results in us seeing a lot of diabetic patients with slow-healing wounds. Many of our patients don't require hyperbaric oxygen or cannot utilize that modality for various reasons. We generally assess the wound, we clean the wound, we make necessary wound dressing changes, and ensure that the wound is being treated with the necessary medications, both orally, topically, or intravenously.
And can you tell us a little bit more about the types of topical wound care?
Sure. There have been a lot of advances in topical wound care techniques that we often use over the last 15 years or so. There's been dramatic changes. Treatment depends on many different factors, including where the wound is located, the depth of the wound, if the wound is draining, and if there's any infection. The goal of wound care is to treat the wound until we achieve a healed or closed wound. The dressing we use is not your typical cotton gauze that was used in the past. We now have different types of wound care products, and different wounds require different approaches and treatment. We generally use material that accelerates the healing while minimizing infection and pain.
Wow, that's very interesting that there are different materials used depending on the type of wound.
Yes, there is. As a matter of fact, one treatment that patients really seem to like is the use of medicinal honey. We have a medical grade honey that's natural. It inhibits the growth of bacteria and can be used successfully for burns, wounds, and ulcers. Often we see wounds caused by drug-resistant bacteria, and so alternate therapies like honey patches can be used in wound treatment.
That is so cool. I didn't know honey could be used in that way. Well, this has been very informative. Thank you for sharing with us today, Dr. Wayman. Do you have any closing remarks before we wrap up?
Yes, thank you for having me. We're fortunate to have a specialized wound care clinic in Douglas, Georgia. I would encourage our listeners to speak with your physician or your loved ones if you have a hard-to-heal wound. Our services are covered by most insurances and can truly change the trajectory of a patient's life. We are happy to offer consults and speak with you to answer any questions. Just give us a call at 912-720-7002 or stop by our clinic anytime, which is located next to Coffey Regional Medical Center on Westside Drive in Douglas.
Well, Dr. Wayman, thank you so much for being on the show today. Always great to hear from you. You can find out more about Dr. Wayman and our wound care services at coffeyregional.org. If you found this podcast helpful, please share it on your social channels and check out the full podcast library for topics of interest to you. This has been Discussions with the Doc, a podcast from Coffey Regional Medical Center. Thank you for listening.
We've decided to create this podcast to educate our community and enlighten those throughout our great nation about rural health care. We hope you subscribe and enjoy Discussions with the Doc. Thank you for listening to this podcast sponsored by Coffey Regional Medical Center, where our purpose is to serve, to heal, to save.
This concludes today's episode of Discussions with the Doc. We invite you to download, subscribe, rate, and review our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. For more episodes and information on our providers and services, visit us online at coffeyregional.org. This program aims to enhance your health and wellness knowledge by fulfilling the vision of Coffey Regional Medical Center. Healthy lifestyles, better lives. None of the information provided in this episode should serve as a diagnosis or approval of the treatment for any ailment. The information and opinions provided in the podcast do not create any type of doctor-patient relationship. By listening to this podcast, you agree not to use this podcast as medical advice to treat any medical condition in either yourself or others, including but not limited to patients that you are treating. Consult your own physician for any medical issues that you may be having. The opinions of the guests do not necessarily represent the opinion of Coffey Regional Medical Center.